Julian Alvarez reflects on origins of DHR Health Nursing Apprenticeship Program. Mega Doctor News, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Mega Doctor News, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. Julian Alvarez, Executive Vice President and Director of Community Relations at Lone Star National Bank, reflected on the creation of the DHR Health Registered Nurse Apprenticeship Program during a graduation ceremony celebrating the program's fourth graduating class in partnership with Rio Grande Valley College. The event recognized three attending graduates and, organizers said, marked the total number of nurse graduates from the apprenticeship program at 43. The program was created to address the regional nursing shortage through an Earn While You Learn model that allows students to receive hands-on clinical training while employed. Speaking to graduates, Alvarez described the program's origins, tracing discussions back to 2020 when healthcare and education leaders identified an urgent need for skilled nurses in the Rio Grande Valley. Back in 2020, DHR, thanks to Dr. Annabelle Palomo, president of RGV College, and of course, we had other members of the community, had informed us that there was a nursing shortage, Alvarez said. What I heard was something different, and that was a shortage of skilled nurses, but we needed them right away. Alvarez said conversations with DHR Health, Rio Grande Valley College President Dr. Annabelle Palomo, and other stakeholders identified barriers that prevented students from entering healthcare careers. According to Alvarez, one challenge was that many students could not stop working while pursuing a nursing degree. One of the things that was required of you was that you were going to have to stop working, Alvarez said. We had to look at creative ways that we could actually offset the expense of those students that were coming into these courses. He also said local leaders saw a need to prepare students earlier through high school coursework and prerequisite training to speed entry into nursing programs. According to Alvarez, DHR Health and community partners developed a model in which apprentices train alongside nurses and physicians while employed. He described the structure as uncommon in nursing education. Usually, when you talk to your colleagues, your friends, they're going to tell you that after they completed their RN degree at UTRGV or some of the other schools, then they go look for a job, Alvarez said. Where could you find employment while you were training? So unique. Alvarez said the program faced skepticism during development, including concerns raised before nursing boards about maintaining professional standards. They told us, that will never happen, Alvarez said, referring to criticism of the apprenticeship concept. You will never put together an apprenticeship nurse because we do not want to water down a profession that's so highly skilled. He credited nursing leaders, including Dr. Joel Ramos, DNP, RN, CGRN, for defending the model while maintaining the same licensing standards required of nursing students elsewhere. We're not going to water down the profession, Alvarez said, recounting Ramos' response to critics. The same exam that all the other students take around the country or here in the state is going to be taken by our own students. Alvarez told graduates that the apprenticeship experience differs from traditional nursing education because students receive direct clinical exposure during training. Most students around the country are learning how to do that by reading a book, but you guys have to experience some of those things, he said. He also connected the program to a larger expansion of apprenticeship-based workforce development, saying similar models are now being used in fields such as cybersecurity, coding, artificial intelligence, and potentially air traffic control in South Texas. Closing his remarks, Alvarez encouraged graduates to remain humble, remember those who supported them, and stay connected to the healthcare community that helped them succeed. Be humbled with your success, because you're going to be very successful, Alvarez said. Don't forget who helped you get here.